Blog Talk Radio. Interesting, interesting stuff. All right, welcome in, everybody. Tonight, what would normally be the fastest 60 minutes in sports in this spot, well, for lack of a better word, I guess flipped. Tonight, we call it Anything Goes. That's right, Anything Goes. You guys, the great, absolute greatest internet fans in the world, you get to drive tonight. And it's going to be a lot of fun. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. It has been a very, very interesting couple of weeks. It's been an interesting, actually an interesting 2013. Broadcasting tonight from beautiful Calgary, Alberta, post the flood. By the way, kudos to the city of Calgary. It has come back. As only a city of this caliber can. I mean, if you have not seen the pictures on CNN or on the internet of how devastated this city was for the days during the floods here, it was pretty harrowing. The downtown area was out for a week. I mean, rivers, you know, this was the epitome of Mother Nature attacks. And to see what the city of Calgary pulled off to not only get itself ready for the 101st anniversary of the Stampede this year, which went off without any hitch whatsoever, to see the work that's being done even now in the Saddle Dome, getting ready for the Calgary Flames this fall, and the success, of course, of the Calgary Stampeders is just truly a testimony to the heart and soul of the people in Calgary. Kudos, majorly kudos to the city for what they pulled off. Again, a great city full of tremendously, tremendously gifted, talented people. And even as a business visitor, I'm just proud to say I was around to see that. If you could have seen how Mother Nature turned and how, as the song says, shifting the atmosphere, this was something to behold. And we're really, really, really just proud to say that I'm affiliated with the city. A tremendous amount of friends down in Oklahoma who are still recovering from all the tornadoes this season, and my prayers and thoughts are with you guys as well. But welcome in once again. Tonight, we call it Anything Goes. Anything goes, and there are 52 minutes, and the clock is running on this thing. You can contact us. We can talk about literally anything. It is an open forum. It is not all about sports. It's not all about relationships. It's not all about, is your man trying to figure out new ways to please you? It can be whatever you like. I'm looking down at the audio clips that have been compiled for tonight's show, and there's still so many wonderful clips from the Blackhawks run to the Stanley Cup championship this year. Don't hate. I know my friends on the East Coast still want to hate because they just knew Boston was, after what Boston did to Pittsburgh, they were just going to come in there and just roll over the Blackhawks, and all they did was lose in six to the very better team. Enough said. Yeah, I don't need to pound my chest any more than has already been done. Yes, I've already ordered the new 2013 championship coat. Stop hating. It's okay. I got nothing but love for you. All right, so we're going to pay some bills. We're going to do the things that we do. Tonight, again, because it's such a wide-open thing, we're going to have some fun. We're going to play some music. We're going to talk to you. Again, 619-639-4747. Someone told me today that they just want to be able to sit and ask questions. Well, I remember there was an article some years ago called Shell's Answer Man. It was big on the East Coast, big in New York, where people would literally submit questions. And those questions certainly would get answers. And those answers would appear in the newspaper, and people would, you know, hopefully act on them or do something with them. And a couple of years ago, I started getting letters from fans basically asking really, really, some were very intimate questions, some were kind of generic questions. But I want to share some of those notes. And again, you can find them on our Facebook page. Because we post almost all the notes, even the fun stuff from the holiday season last year. If you want to get some really fun quips, I think tonight we'll share the information of the woman who's well. Do you really want to share the whole fart story? Because that was amazing. Then there's a woman who is struggling with her husband who weighs 600 pounds and she loves him, but she's having a hard time with that whole trying to make love to a 600 pound man. Yeah, there are a bunch. And they're Dear Vincent letters. And for those of you who have not followed the notes on Facebook, who haven't followed us a whole lot, we'll share some of those tonight. We'll have some fun. In the meantime, let's get tonight rocking and rolling. 10 after the hour, 10 past the hour. This is John Legend.
When was the last time you got to be willing to say we are? I don't want to start holding. shoes ripping on my Timberlands, stepping like a criminal. Success is so imminent. Pink champagne, black Rolls Royce, eggplant double breasted suit from Tom Ford. Bon voyage, left faders in the fog. Look up in the sky, bet you recognize a boss. Look into my eyes as I fantasize for us. Still acting shy like it's a summer class crush. Money coming fast, I'm never in a rush, no. Plus another 20 in a tuck. Send me in a truck, another 40 on the wrist. For the meal on my mind, got me living like I pitch. Dodging Robin Gibbons, balling like I'm Roger Clemens. Still in a game uniform, all in it. She gets Chanel, ski trips to Vail. Only the highest grade, like trees that I inhale.
John Legend, Rick Ross, Who Do We Think We Are? Only on, well, I guess we call it Anything Goes, the strange of the Anything Goes, the Vinnie Moore Show tonight. Again, normally this is where you'd find the fastest 60 minutes in sports, and that certainly we'll be back with a vengeance on Sunday. Look for that. In the meantime, I want to talk a little bit briefly at 15 past the hour about some of the interesting people I've had good fortune to meet over the last few days. Now, I meet a lot of business people day in, day out, and in Calgary, uniquely enough, guys, girls, the ratio of men to women is a little bit, well, different than what we're accustomed to in the U.S. In most venues, most cities I've ever worked in, ever gone to, there's a ratio of usually 2 to 3 women for every guy. Well, that's not the case in Calgary. It's just the opposite. So, girls, if you're looking for a man, with all the oil and gas business that goes on in Calgary, this may be the spot to find it. There are, well, a lot of men here, and they're all coming here obviously for the work. This is the number one city in Canada for jobs right now, so it makes sense. Now, for the ladies, you've got literally a tremendous pick of the litter. So do what you do. In the meantime, I see this story. There are some absolutely amazing women in this city. I don't know what the numbers are in terms of total population, but if you're looking for just aesthetics, eye catchers, eye candy, whatever you want to call it, this city is loaded. All right, I see why so many brothers have either come here and led double lives, or they've come here and, you know, they've got multiple families. I see the child. Now, again, you guys know me. I'm a faith-driven brother, and we don't get caught up in a lot of that mess, and we see it. You know, I've been here for 18 months now, and anytime I can get back to my stomping ground in Chicago or Galesburg, Illinois, I'm going to do that. But this city has been nothing short of amazing for me, for the radio prowess, the career, for the fastest 60 minutes in sports, for the movement of the Men Stopping Violence, which is, again, worldwide. And so you understand, the Men Stopping Violence movement continues on throughout Atlanta, all the job market to around the United States, and now up into further north Canada. you know, when we heard some of those harrowing numbers briefly in one of our shows, when it was 1 in 3 women were a victim of domestic abuse in the state of Massachusetts, which is, of course, where Mitt Romney was from during the time of the election. I know it probably altered some of you all's thinking, but the reality is this is a serious problem in every state in the union. It's a serious problem in every province in Canada. It's a problem, whether that man is going out getting drunk and taking it out on his girlfriend, whether that man is going out there and just taking it out on his kids. Domestic violence is a real problem, and it's time that, you know, the men deal with this. The women have been fighting this battle for years. It's just time for the brothers to take up arms and do right by it. All right? 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Now, you guys know me. For the next 40 minutes if I need to. But I'd rather, you know, obviously have your participation. Again, it is the Anything Goes show tonight. It's a little bit different because we're coming to you on, what is it, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock in Chicago, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So lines are open. You feel free to chime in with whatever your thought is for the night. If you want to just call and give me some grief about something, but we're also going to share some of these notes that have been written over the years, and it's just a lot of fun things that have been said and written, and it's a great time to share those things with you. As is always, because I'm faith-based, I want to make sure that, you know, we're doing this from the right spot, from the heart, that we land. Again, we put it out there and hope that it lands on good ground, and we believe internally across the board that it does. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'll tell you this all the time. You are the by far the greatest fan base in the world. It is my playground. The world is literally the audience, and I appreciate you guys more than you'll ever know. I really, really do. I'd love to send all of you gift cards just to say thank you for your support, for your love, even during my trials and tribulations. You all know me. I'm not a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination. I strive to be better every single day, but that's my calling in life. And I fall short like everyone else. I make mistakes. And uniquely enough, there always seems to be a kind word, a gesture, a scripture, something that always gets me back down to ground zero. In the meantime, let's get into some words, some reading. Let's do this. What do we want to do first? Oh, we want to pay some bills first? All right, let's pay some bills first, and then we'll be right back to you. Talk to you in a second.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Cabby, here with the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge. Now, before we go on, I'm going to take on a challenge myself, which is to do the rest of this video while eating each new Kit Kat Chunky flavor, hazelnut, white chocolate, and peanut butter, which are in stores right now for a limited time. So, what is the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's your chance to pick the next Kit Kat Chunky flavor. You can vote right now at www.facebook.com/KitKatCanada. And get a chance to win one of three unbelievable trips. But hey, this is your vote. We have three Big League fans competing in three ridiculous challenges. And the winner of each challenge gets 5,000 extra votes for his favorite new Kit Kat Chunky flavor.
Amazing.
So go try all three Kit Kat Chunky flavors now. Run on Facebook and stay tuned for some upcoming challenges. Wow, that was a mouthful. You guys don't need these, do you? No?
With every twist and turn, I need a clean that keeps up. New Olay Fresh Effect Va-Va Vivid Vibrating Bristles. Twist and turn for a Va-Va Vroom Clean. So sparkling fresh. New Olay Fresh Effect.
Back on the ride. 37 left in this one. Having a good time. 619-639-4747 again. 639-4747. The area code is 619. I disagree with it. I'm not even sure where 619 actually is. We should look that up one day. Yeah, we've never done that. We don't even know where 639-4747 is the number to get to the Anything Goes show tonight and having some fun talking about literally anything. All right, let's get into the first letter. All right. And, well, you have to see, how do you want to do this, Finn? Because you've got everything from, let's see. Well, let's brag about the women. How about that? How about we do that? Okay. Let's talk about a good woman. Now, about 6 months ago, did I discover this one? This looks like I wrote this. All right. So I might sell myself out here, y'all. So y'all be nice to me. 619-639-4747. But this was my take, my perspective on a good woman. All right. So I'm going to put it out there in the world for you all to hear and see. And you can chime back in at 619-639-4747. This is a who believes in herself, who knows she is capable of anything that she puts her mind to. There's a beauty in the strength and determination of a woman who follows her own path, who isn't thrown off by obstacles along the way. There's a beauty about a woman whose confidence comes from experiences, who knows she can fail, pick herself up, and move on. A good woman knows God. She knows that with God, the world is her playground, but without God, she will just be played. A good woman does not live in fear of the future because of her past. Instead, she understands that her life experiences are merely lessons, meant to bring her closer to self-knowledge and unconditional self-love. A good woman has a dash of inspiration, a dabble of endurance. She knows that she will, at times, have to inspire others to reach their potential God gave them. A good woman knows her past, understands her present, and moves toward the future. A good woman is proud of herself. She respects herself and others. She is the definition of the person she is with, nor does she expect them to read her mind. She is quite capable of articulating her needs. A good woman is hopeful. She is strong enough to make all of her dreams come true. She knows love, therefore she gives love. She recognizes that her love has great value and must be reciprocated. If her love is taken for granted, she soon disappears. Written by yours truly. Your thoughts at 619-639-4747. Again, a good woman. A dash of inspiration, a dabble of endurance. She knows that she will at times have to inspire others to reach their potential God gave them. One of my brighter moments in life. Again, 619-639-4747. I see some of you all just are a little anxious. You guys want to see some of the funny things that were written out here. There are some amazing funny letters. There are some really, really funny notes that have been written out here. Gosh, how do you even, you want to see the how do I have sex with my 600-pound husband? Y'all ain't right. Y'all not right. You're not right. But you are my fans, and that is the job, right? Forgive and forget is popular. Let's see. Where do you want to go here? Where do you want to go next? All right. How do I have sex with my 600-pound husband? Yeah. All right. Let me caveat this by saying that this is nothing more than a letter that was written to me, and I simply responded. All right? And I will read you not only the letter, but the response as well. 619-947. From the notes category. How do I make love to my 600-pound husband? Dear Vincent, my husband is obese, close to 600 pounds. I am much smaller than him and very limber. We've been married for 10 years, and in that time we've never had intravaginal sex that lasts longer than 3 minutes. We have attempted to have sex with me on top facing toward and backwards, but due to his size, I frequently slip off him or my hips begin to hurt from trying to wrap my legs around him. We have tried to do it doggy style so that his stomach can rest on my back, vaginal and anal, but he lacks physical endurance and cannot thrust for very long at all. Mostly I spend a lot of our sexual time performing oral sex on him, which he enjoys. He usually brings me to orgasm with a Hitachi magic wand. We have various sex wedge things, but none of them seem to help me find the right way for him to be inside me. I would like for us to have sex that I enjoyed. that I enjoy and haven't experienced fully in over a decade. Whew. Okay, gang, I'm going to leave this for you to respond to it first. I need to put this one together. Did I not respond to this one? I may have literally left this one hanging. Wow. 600-pound husband. How do you respond to that? Well, if you're hurting yourself while you're trying to be intimate, that can't be a good thing. Moreover, it certainly can't be you trying to find resolutions alone. This has to be a collective thing. And unless there's a medical condition that is keeping him at that size, he's going to have to roll his big tail up off that couch, get up, push away from them donuts, whatever it is that's got him where he's at, and he's going to have to work on that. It almost becomes selfish to some degree to assume that if without, again, the assumption right now is that this is not a medical condition. If this is a medical condition, all bets are off and there's something going on there. If this is not a medical condition and his frame is just ballooned because of poor eating habits, poor diet, lack of exercise, then this truly is on him. And if you love him, become his best motivator. Drive him to be better, to be a better lover, a better husband, a better dad. If you've got, I don't know if you've got children, you didn't mention kids in the letter, but if you've got children, it's going to be very difficult for him to even remotely be active in their lives in any way, shape, or form. He's going to have to get better. 600 pounds? Whew. So we have attempted to have sex with me on top, facing forward and backward, but due to his size, I frequently slip off of him, or my hips begin to hurt from trying to wrap my legs around him. I try to do it with a dog, rest on my back, vaginal and anal, but he lacks physical endurance and cannot thrust for very long at all. Well, she doesn't say he's got issues with, you know, penis size, so he's going to have to do something about that. You know, I know there are all kinds of alternatives to, from gastro bypass surgery and things of that nature. I know they're a bit harsh, and certainly they carry a risk. Ultimately, it's going to come down to a decision of how bad he wants to make the effort to shed that weight. It's not going to go away. It's not going to be easy. But when you love, you do a lot of things to get by. All right, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. All right, let's see. Forgive and Forget, written July 2018. So say, gang, this note starts a serious, truly driven by father's relationship with his daughter. The next regarding girls, an awesome daughter. That's me writing about my daughter, and I'm amazed at how she's maturing. One of the greatest challenges for our children is the concept of forgive and forget. Not easy to do when someone has hurt you. It is hard to forget what they did. They may ask for forgiveness, and you may give it, but forgetting is a whole different ballgame. The hurt hides in the back of your heart. At some point in the future, if they hurt you again, that old hurt jumps out and piles on the new hurt. God's forgiveness is not like any human forgiveness. When you ask God's forgiveness for your sin, he forgives and forgets. Our challenge is now to grow to the point of putting it out of our mind, our sight, and be done with it. God will never throw it back in your face again. You get a clean slate. Oh, and his awesome forgiveness? That's because of his love for you. Signed, yours truly. For people I can't get right, and Paula and Yvonne, right on. Well, God bless you guys. Forgive and forget is hard. Forgiveness is hard. People hurt each other, and again, I don't know any really good parent that's or good marriages. People in those involved in those that get up and decide today they're going to break someone's heart or they're going to hurt someone to the deepest core who they are. People make decisions sometimes, and those decisions may not be always thought out to the fullest. You have to learn in order truly to get to a certain level in your spiritual maturity to let it go. I don't know that we ever truly forget what people have done to us in the past. One of the most heinous things I ever heard said was someone was hurt by the actions of another, and they begin to pray that God would hurt people, that God would somehow take it out on them. Well, I don't guess they got the memo that it's not how prayer works. there is a tremendous darkness and almost cursedness when you start wishing ill on other people. It's dangerous. You're playing with demonic spirits. And I don't know how many people have actually realized that while they're wishing bad things on other people. If you've ever heard the term, speak these things as though they were. Man, all I'm going to tell you is be careful. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Be very, very careful. All right? Now, in the middle of summer of 2011, someone sent me a segment. It was a really cute idea called, And That's When the Fight Started. All right? I'm going to share a couple of these with you right now. First one actually comes from the end of May 2011, and then the fight started. Check this out. The woman behind the counter asked me for my driver's license to verify my age. I looked into my pocket and realized I had left my wallet at home. I told the woman I was very sorry, but I would have to go home and come back later. The woman said, unbutton your shirt. So I opened my shirt, revealing my curly, silvery hair. She said, that silver hair on your chest is proof enough for me. And she processed my Social Security application. When I got home, I excitedly told my wife about the experience at the Social Security office. She said, you should have dropped your pants. You might have gotten disability, too. And that's when the fight started. Oh, my God. That is from Carl out of Tucson, Arizona. Nicely done, Carl. This is the kind of stuff that we were getting during 2011. I mean, again, fun stuff. Hopefully no one is taking offense to any of this stuff, because I'm sorry, if that's you, and Carl, if that's your experience, that's good stuff. Kind of hard the way she did, but that's funny stuff. All right, moving on with another, and then the fight started. This is from June 1st, 2011. Vincent, Saturday morning, I got up early, quietly dressed, made my lunch, grabbed the dog, and slipped quietly into the garage. I hooked up the boat to the truck and proceeded to back out into a torrential downpour. The wind was blowing 50 miles an hour, so I pulled back in the garage, turned on the radio, and discovered that the weather would be bad all day. I went back in the house quietly, undressed, and slipped back into the bed, cuddled up to my wife's back, now with a different anticipation, and whispered, the weather out there is terrible. My loving wife of 15 years replied, can you believe my stupid husband is out fishing in that? And that's when the fight started. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Man. Nice, man. We ain't nothing nice. Let me read this one more time. So, dear Vincent, Saturday morning, I get up early, quietly dressed, grab lunch, grab the dog, quietly into the garage, hooked up the boat, backed out, only to find that it was raining, winds 50 miles an hour, pulled back in the garage, turned on the radio, discovered that the weather would be bad all day, went back in the house, quietly undressed, slipped back into bed, cuddled up to my wife's back, now with a different anticipation, and whispered, the weather out there is terrible. My loving wife of 15 years replied, can you believe my stupid husband is out fishing in that? That is from Carl T. from Matson, Illinois. Carl, that's good stuff, man. 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747. Anything goes tonight, whatever you want to talk about. It is a quiet night, 36 past the hour across the board. A couple of things in the world of sports. Just an upgrade for those of you who are following baseball, bottom of the ninth, Oakland 4-4 with Houston. Chicago and Arizona in the bottom of six tied at one. Bottom of five, the Angels in with a 2-1 lead over Minnesota. At the end of four, Seattle a 4-3 lead over the Cleveland Indians. Bottom of the third, the Giants a 4-2 lead over the Cincinnati Reds. Finals today, Pittsburgh 5-1 over Washington. Cincinnati a 9-3 winner over the Giants. I guess that's earlier today, yeah. Dodgers 10-9 over the Blue Jays. The Boston Red Sox 6-2 winners over Tampa Bay. The Mets a 4-1 winner over Atlanta. And it's hiding behind the tag there, but that says the Yankees a 5-4 winner over the Texas Rangers, the Detroit Tigers a 6-2 over the White Sox, and Kansas City looks like a 3-2 winner over Baltimore, San Diego 6-2 over Milwaukee, St. Louis a 4-1 winner over Philadelphia, and the Miami Marlins a 4-2 winner over the Colorado Rockies. Let's see. And for those of you who just cannot wait for the National Football League. I know the countdown is on. September 8th is coming. Get yourself ready. As Terrell wants to say, get your popcorn ready. It's going to be something special. All right. Now, we get back to the fastest 60 in sports. We start talking more about that. We're going to talk a lot more about the CFL, the success so far of the Calgary Stampeders, as well as we're going to follow the BC Lions. Again, there are only 8 teams in the CFL, but there are a lot. It is a different game, but it's wide open. It's a lot of fun. A tremendous amount of scoring goes on there. And, again, you like big plays, you need to start following the CFL. All right? Where are we going next, fellas? Seriously? All right. No, let's do what we do, man. 38 past the hour. I get to choose? For real? I've met a lot of people that have gone through a lot of things. And, again, I told you all earlier, I met some amazing people most recently. Okay? So the first braggadocious moment is for Kalen. I watched you yesterday, literally with your face in your phone, and thought to myself, life in a phone. Now, my daughter's like that, life in a phone. I find you to be an amazing person, an amazing, not because of all the challenges you've had to go through, but because there's a resilience about you that says you can do it, you can make it, you can succeed. So welcome to Calgary. I know it's going to be challenging for you as you try to rebuild a lot of things around your world, but the fact that you've taken the first step to get out there and do that and try and aspire is huge. The second is to Micah. Micah Edwards met me in a Denny's restaurant, 19 years of age, largely destitute, at 19 years old, aboriginal, kind of cute, with not much of a plan. And all she got from me was reassurance that God loved her and would have her back and would take care of her. Well, it's been a little over a year now since we've known each other. And she's come back with a new relationship now, a much more mature perspective. Sure, she's still got to find a job, but her whole demeanor changed. And sometimes she tries to credit me for sometimes being there, being as her friend that would never, ever lose sight of, you know, believing that she could be something special. But I give all credit to God for taking care of her and protecting her, for getting her around people that would be positive in her life and giving her a chance to be something special. And then there's Kayla Zacharyson, who just had eye surgery just this past Friday, that's now healing, and she's walking around with that glass. It's still a little blurry, but she's adjusting. You're special. You're a superstar. And I think you're going to be great. And so I brag about you. I know there's some haters out there in this world that don't like the fact that I brag about so many people in this world. Well, you just got to hate on me, and I'm sorry, but I'm blessed to be around some absolutely amazing people. To the Jeffrey Colanzes of the world, who I work with every single day as a technical lead serving Synovus Energy in the Maximal Project, you're one of the brightest young men I've ever met, and I am so blessed and so fortunate to have gotten to know you, to work with you, and I don't know where this project would be without your commitment and your dedication. To the Sachi Kumar Kalarus of the world, thank you. Yeah, your selflessness, your brilliant smile, your great demeanor. Yeah, there's an edge sometimes there that maybe rubs people the wrong way, but I've gotten to know you. I've gotten to know your abilities, and I truly, truly thank you. To the Muhammad Tarhinis of the world, the only guy I know that takes it so personally sometimes that it makes so sense. I love you, man. I appreciate you. To this day, you are the best functional consultant I have ever met. And I know you think that you're not that good. Man, if everyone approached their solutions and problems the way you attack them, Maximal Projects would go that much smoother. To the Dewakar Reddys, congratulations on the impending newborn. I think you're going to be a great dad. I know it hasn't been easy. But for those of us who've gotten to know you, we believe in you. All right. Enough ego stroking all my friends out here. All right. Yes, Hesborn, you're great. I haven't forgotten you either. I'm sure I forgot someone. The guys overseas, the Raymond Shakes and Brian Osendes. Kudos to all you guys for anything you've ever done to help and all the projects that we've participated in. But guess what? We're just getting started. More projects, more opportunities coming. I do certainly hope and pray that the relationship we have with Accenture continues to blossom and flourish. We're looking for you guys And big things from all the people whose lives we've touched. Wish you all well. Wish you all the best. And we're not going to leave you hanging. That's the one thing. That's not how we roll. You've seen us. If you come down to Earl's on 8th Avenue and 3rd Street in Calgary, you know what happens when we walk in the door. Everyone in that staff knows us on a first-name basis. They respect us. They love us. It's just amazing. It's a lot of fun to come into that venue, that place, and know that there's nothing but a lot of love, a lot of respect in that place. And so many guys who might be professionals in their field, they don't get that. They take a lot of things for granted. Well, we appreciate Brandon and that entire staff down at Earl's. You guys are absolutely phenomenal. We thank you for being who you are. All right. Now, 43 past the hour. Let me convey this to you because I can tell you right now, there are many of you who have gone through some really, really rough times in your lives, in your relationships, socially, and so on and so forth. Not to be all over the place, but I think it's important to at some point in the making process, through everything that you've gone through, you have to decide that I'm going to go a certain direction and deal with whatever fallout comes with it. A couple of years ago, a gospel group, Mary Mary, made a song called Yesterday. I'm going to share it now. And I know that some of you think, well, this is really just for the women going through. Well, maybe. It brought a tear to my eye the first time I heard it, only because I've been through some things in my life as well. I've had my heart broken. I've been lied to. I've been deceived. I know what that's like. And I'm not a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just a man who cares. Cares about life, cares about the human spirit, and right now, cares about you. This is Mary Mary. That is Mary Mary with Yesterday on the Anything Goes show right here. What, again, the normal spot for the fastest 16 minutes in sports. Opening it up on live from as well as by way of Chicago, broadcasting through your internet waves. So whether you're coming through your phone, your laptop, your PC, however you're getting it done, thank you for being a part of it. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Feel free to chime in if you have a thought or perspective. It's Anything Goes tonight. So we're reading letters that were written to yours truly over the last few years. You know, maybe some special ones that I've either shared, or whether they shared it on Facebook or shared it on the show. And largely in hopes that maybe something here will trigger an answer for you, maybe something you're going through. All right. This one comes from April 14th. It says, "Dear Vincent, I've been married almost 2 years, and I don't think I've ever had proper penetrative sex. My husband's penis does not seem to enter me. I get too tense, and it hurts, so we stop. I desperately want to have sex with him, and it would happen someday. But I found out 3 months after our wedding day that he had been frequenting massage parlors and strip joints. While I'm angry with him, I realize that I have to accept some of the blame, too. Since my discovery, I don't want to make love to my husband. In fact, I can't even stand him touching me. I hate going to bed at night because I know he wants to try. I need to find out if I still love him, but I am scared in case the answer is not what either of us wants. It is really affecting me. I can't sleep, and I'm completely turned off. Please offer some advice. I am too embarrassed to talk face-to-face with anyone. Signed, Terry from Salem, New Hampshire." Wow. All right, Terry. Well, there's something desperately wrong with this relationship. Only a really in-depth interview with, say, a professional and both you and your husband can possibly sort out what it is. I question your husband's MO for frequenting massage parlors and strip joints. Is this where he's being serviced, or is this as close as he's allowing himself to go sexually? You claim you have no desire to make love to your husband after you found out he was going these places, but you're unsure if this departure is what either of you want. Am I to understand that after 2 years of marriage and an unannounced time of togetherness that neither one of you thought that non-penetrative sex was going to be a problem? Now you say you hate going to bed because he's going to try. Well, yeah. Look, guys, you need to get some professional help in and out of the bedroom. You need to be honing some serious communication skills, but most importantly, you need to start telling the truth. There's nothing else a mild-mannered soul can tell you. Talk to a local pro, if for nothing more than to pinpoint when and where this craziness actually started. 619-639-4747. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Never had real sex with hubby. Now problems in marriage. Wow. Oh, my God. If you've got a thought or perspective on never had real sex with hubby, now problems in marriage, 619-639-4747. Your chance to talk about it. Maybe you've got a perspective. Maybe you've got something that can help Terry get through this. Married almost 2 years and don't think I've ever had proper penetrative sex. What is proper penetrative sex? Proper. My husband's penis does not seem to enter me. I get too tense and it hurts, so we stop. Desperately want to have sex with him. But I found out 3 months after our wedding day that he had been frequenting massage parlors and strip joints. While I am angry with him, I realize that I have to accept some of the blame, too. Since my discovery, I don't want to make love to my husband. In fact, I can't even stand him touching me. I hate going to bed at night because I know he wants to try. I need to find out if I still love him, but I am scared in case the answer is not what either of us wants. It is really affecting me. I can't sleep, and I'm completely turned off. Please offer some advice." Okay. Does anybody have some advice for this young lady? 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Maybe you want to leave it alone. There's definitely some craziness going on there. Make no mistake about it. Yeah, you got to get some serious help in that situation. Get some counseling. Talk to someone certainly significantly smarter than myself. I'd like to consider myself somewhat grounded and relatively intelligent, but there's a lot going on there. Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. Oof. All right. Next item up for bids. My husband has gone off sex. Wait. Hold on. My husband has gone off sex at wit's end. Seriously? Wow. Oh my. Let's see if we can reach out to someone who might be able to give us some insight here. Let's see. All right, guys, I want to try something. All right, I do. I want to try this. It may seem a tad bit awkward to you guys, but real talk, I want to try this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call a guest. Work with me. I'm going to call someone who I believe to be a little smart at this. Okay, bear with me a second. I'm going to read this again to the masses, and I want to see if she's got the courage to give me a good old-fashioned response. Okay. Y'all just bear with me a second. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise you. Okay. Hopefully she gets this and can join this conversation. All right, 619-639-4747. If you can hear me and you can make this phone call. I'd love to get your perspective and feedback. Only 3 minutes left in today's show, and I think this one might be kind of important. Don't ask me why, but maybe there's some relationship issues there. And I think it's a pretty big deal for somebody here. Let's see. Who we got that we can talk to tonight? Let's see. those are all youngsters. Not hating on the youngsters, but I don't know that they've been through enough to really truly chime in on this one. Let's see. The last couple of minutes of the show, we're literally looking for someone to have a perspective on this much of a crazy situation. And when I say crazy, it is. It's legitimately a crazy kind of whack, funky situation. Let's hit it one more time. All right. Now we'll save that one for the next time. Get back to let's see. That's okay. That's all right. Never had sex with hubby, now problems in the relationship. 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747, hoping someone will join us. There is no guarantee that they will, but well, let me leave you this. I'll leave you with this just in case we don't get the call in tonight. The letter reason my husband's penis doesn't even seem to enter me. I get too tense and it hurts, so we stop. I desperately want to have sex with him, and I always thought he was patient with me and it would happen someday. But I found out 3 months after our wedding day that he had been frequenting massage parlors and strip joints. While I'm angry with him, I realize that I have to accept some of the blame, too. Since my discovery, I want to make love to my husband. I don't want to make love to my husband. In fact, I can't even stand him touching me. I hate going to bed at night because I know he wants to try. I need to find out if I still love him, but I'm scared in case the answer is not what either of us want. It is really affecting me. I can't sleep, and I'm completely turned off. Please offer some advice. This will spawn the next episode of Anything Goes. We'll try to get this one out a little more energy, maybe for next week. But this one's been fun, and let's see if we can't get some more participants involved in this next week. I think that's going to do it for us tonight. That's fine. Get the number 619-639-4747. We'll do this again next week only on Anything Goes with yours truly, Vinny Moore. We'll open it up. We'll market it better. And I think this idea of Tuesday nights actually may work. This actually may work for us. So unless you've got some conflicts, join us again next time. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, wishing you the best of nights. Remember, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Much love to the family in Richardson Park. Love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Love to my friend, the family in L.A. Love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about that. And to all the fans around the world who make the fastest 60 minutes in sports happen in all of our shows, thank you so much for your support. We'll see you next time right here on, well, your internet. Take care, guys. Have a good night.